Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here today and for giving us this opportunity, hallelujah, to be in his house one more time.
One more time.
I thank God because it was God and not me, not you, not our strength, but it was God that enabled us to be here today.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Amen. And I just give God thanks. As the sister said early, we have reason to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You might think you don't have no reason, but you have reason to praise God today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because God has been good to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he has been good to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I praise him today for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today. Lord, thanking you for all your goodness that you have bestowed upon us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you today, Lord, as we come before your presence today, Lord. And Lord, as your word goes forth today, Lord, we pray that those that have ears will hear what you are saying to them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you today because you have kept us, Lord, and you have brought us, Lord. And Lord, we pray that in our house there will be no lack in our homes today, Father, that every need will be met today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for marriages today and for provision for our families, Lord. Hallelujah. For our children's, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray, Father, for them today that they will be blessed, Lord, according to your blessings, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for those that have lost loved ones. Hallelujah, Lord, that you will comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those that don't know you for the pardon of their sins, Lord. Hallelujah. That they will hear your word some way, somehow, Lord. And that they will give their hearts to you this morning, Father. Lord, we thank you today.
Thank you.
Because you are God. We thank you today, Lord.
Yes.
Because you keep your promises. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. We pray for our pastor,
yes.
Lord, wherever he's at right now, Lord.
Yes.
That your blessing will be upon him, Lord.
Yes.
And that you will bring him back home safe and sound.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just praise you today. Glory to your name, Father. You are a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My subject today is God's unfailing love. God's unfailing love. I'm sorry, promises. God's unfailing promises. God's unfailing promises. God promises never fail.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And because God is faithful to keep his promises, hallelujah, we have great hope today.
Amen.
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 God has promised always to be with us and never to forsake us.
Yes.
And you will find that in Hebrews 13:5 if you want to write it down and read it. Hallelujah. He also promised to forgive our sins. And to grant us eternal life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know that God will be true to his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he was faithful all his past promises to his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so turn to 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. Let me get there. 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, and the 56th verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version. It said, blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Hallelujah. There has not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. So God, nothing that God has said fail.
No. Right.
Every promise that God has made has came to pass.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And so if we are thinking today that God doesn't keep his promise, it's wrong. Because if you read the word, you will know that God keeps his promises.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He keeps his promises. Deuteronomy 31st chapter in the 6th verse, it says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is it that does go with you. He will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. So there it is again. He will not fail us. He will not forsake us. Hallelujah. Praise God today. And because of that, we are here today. Because God will not forsake you, because God promises never fail, we are sitting here today. Hallelujah. Had it not been for God today, we would not have been here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the more that we can get it in our heads and in our minds that God promises never fail, the better off we are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so when trouble comes, hallelujah, when you get that to that point where you are rooted and you are grounded in what the word says, hallelujah, then when things come, you can deal with them. Because you said, I know God promised that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He told Nora in Genesis, you don't have to turn there, but he told Nora in Genesis 6 and 7, it was going to rain. Hallelujah. And he promised him it was going to rain. He told him to say, build an ark.
Yeah,
so
right.
Because Nora obeyed him,
yeah,
he began to build the ark. And it began to rain, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. Because God is true to his promise.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. He is true to his promise. And then in the 9th chapter of Genesis, in the 12th through the 17th verse, and God said to Noah, he said, never again will I destroy the earth with water.
Right.
Hallelujah. So, and he said, I'm going to set a bow in the sky. Hallelujah. And he said, when you see that, and when I look at it, he said, I will remember the promise that I made between me and you and the earth. Hallelujah. And so it doesn't matter how many tsunamis we have, how much overflowing rivers we have. Hallelujah. The word says, God promised that the world will not be destroyed by water.
Amen.
Amen. That's his promises. Hallelujah to us today. And in 2 Peter 3:9, you can write that down. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but longsuffering to us what? Not willing that anybody should perish, but that we all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. Can you give God a hand clap?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is good to his promises today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told Abraham, he said, you will be the father of many nations. Hallelujah. And Abraham was wondering, you know, how could this be? How could this be? I'm an old man. My wife is barren. Hallelujah. How could this be? But when God says it, it happens.
Amen.
It happens. Hallelujah. And so when God said that, it was told Abraham that you was going to have a son. It was 25 years before Isaac was born.
Amen.
After God had told him that. But you see, sometimes we get tired of waiting for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we say, well, God ain't coming, and then we try to fix it ourselves. Hallelujah. But the Lord, if he promised you something, he will do that. Hallelujah. And he promised us, we are in the Christmas season, so we, you know, we talk about Christ being born. So we're going to turn to the book of Luke, the 2nd chapter. Let's go there for a minute. This is another promise that God had promised us. Luke, the 2nd chapter, the 4th verse, it says, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. God promised David that a king will come from his throne. Hallelujah. That was a promise. Hallelujah. And if we are, I want you to hold it right there, and I want you to go to Isaiah. Go right to Isaiah and go to the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. Promises of the Lord. The 9th chapter and the 6th verse, it says, Far unto us a child is born. Mm-hmm. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A promise of God. God promised us that we will have a Savior. And I turn right back to the 7th chapter of Isaiah and the 14th verse. And let's read. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Hallelujah. And so now that promise, now we're going back now. Here is that promise being fulfilled. So let's go back to Luke and let's read. And the 5th verse is to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And the 7th verse says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hallelujah. God promises kept. Hallelujah. He keeps his promises to us, church. Hallelujah. You see, when God make a promise, he keeps that promise. Amen. Jesus came that we might have life. Jesus came that we don't have to die and go to hell. Amen. We don't have to worry about where we are going when we leave this earth today. Hallelujah. You know, faith is very important, for it is impossible to please God without faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And you'll find that in Hebrews 11:6. Hallelujah. And so whosoever desires to live righteous must have faith in God. Hallelujah. Amen. God promised us. He promised us that if you believe in me, you believe in my son. Yes. Hallelujah. Then you will have everlasting life. Amen. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is true to his promises today. His promises never fail. Hallelujah. And patience is also important, for God is not on our timetable. Hallelujah. He's not on your timetable. Hallelujah. God will act to fulfill his promises at exactly the right time. His time, not my time. Hallelujah. And sometimes I have experienced it. I wanted God to do it now. Hallelujah. You know how we be wanting, Lord, do it now. Hurry up. Get it over with. But God doesn't work on our timetable. Hallelujah. He does things in his own time. His promises never fail. If he promised to take care of you, you don't have to worry. You might not have a dime, but you don't have to worry. Because God said that he'll take care of you. Yeah. Sometimes we have, over the years, we have, and I'm a witness of this, because over the years, it's been time when I say, we be scared for our jobs. We afraid for them. But it's God that give you the job. Yes. Hallelujah. And so when we put our trust in God, and when we believe that God said that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, then when you can stand on that, nothing will bother you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God will act to fulfill his stuff in his time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God promised Abraham that the world would be blessed through him. And I was talking about that a little early. And he would be the father of many nations. And then see, and he was thinking that this is impossible, but God made it possible. Hallelujah. And to you today, church, If you don't get anything from the message today, I want you to get this one thing, that God holds to his promises. If God said it, it's done. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what we think or how we act. Hallelujah. If God said it, it's done. And then we say, well, then that was God in Abraham's day. We serve the same God today. God has never changed. Hallelujah. He has never changed. He is that same God that told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Yeah. Hallelujah. God is eternal. God is everlasting. He has lived all our tomorrows as he had lived all our yesterdays. Amen. Hallelujah. And he knows our future. Hallelujah. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry because I serve a God that keeps his promises. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we get down and we begin to fear, the Lord don't want you to fear. In Isaiah 41:10, he say, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. He don't want us dismayed today. I don't care if Christmas coming. You might not have what you want to have at Christmas time, but if you got Jesus, you got everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will withhold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. God said he'll withhold me, he'll withhold you with the right hand of his righteousness today. I believe the Lord today. I'm praying for things right now. I'm just waiting for them to take place because I know that the God that I serve never fail his promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how it might look. I don't care what the situation might bring. Hallelujah. But I know that the God that I serve, he is able to deliver me. Hallelujah. Because his promises never fails. Hallelujah. John 15:7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Let me read it again. He said, if you abide in me, that means you got your trust in God. Yeah. Lord, I trust you. Yeah. Lord, I don't care which way it go, I still trust you. Lord, I believe in you, Lord. Lord, there's trouble all around me, Lord, but I still believe in you. Hallelujah. Lord, my children might be going astray, but I still believe in you. Hallelujah. Lord, I might not know where my next money is coming from, but I believe in you, Lord. I might not know where my food is coming from, but I believe in you. Because your promises never fail. Hallelujah. He said, if you abide in me, ask what you will. It'll be done unto you. Hallelujah, Lord. Ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. Yes. Lord, I believe you. And when this year, January 2009, my thing was that I would trust God more than I was been trusting him. I will lay it at his feet. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. I will lay it at his feet. Hallelujah. And I will leave it there. Glory to God. Trust him. I remember when I was younger and I was so caught up in the Lord. Hallelujah. And believed. And as the time went by, you know, you get sort of slack on the way. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so I told the Lord, January, I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. Right. Hallelujah. But I'm going to put my trust in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, acknowledge him, Proverbs 3:5. Acknowledge him, hallelujah, in everything you do. And he said he will do what? He will direct your path. Hallelujah. And so I made up my mind, hallelujah, that no matter what came, I was going to trust him.
Hallelujah.
I was going to believe his word because his word is true. Amen. Hallelujah. And since then, hallelujah, and sometimes when we make a pledge to the Lord, or we make up in our mind that we are going to trust the Lord, everything happens.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But you still, hallelujah, have to stand on his word. Hallelujah. You might fall down sometime, but the Lord promised you that he'll pick you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He told the children of Israel in Isaac, the 43rd chapter, in the second verse. He said, when you pass through the waters, he said, I'll be with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you walketh through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
Yes.
Neither shall the flames kindle upon you. Hallelujah. And so the Lord promised that. Hallelujah. And I know that some of us have gone through the waters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of us have walked through the fire. Hallelujah. But can you see you're walking through the fire, but yet you are not burned? Hallelujah. It said the flame would even kindle upon you. Hallelujah. Promises of the Lord today. Hallelujah. If we trust him, if we believe what he says, hallelujah, then things will work out.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, hallelujah. I remember the time when I cried, hallelujah, when my son had got 13 or 14 years old and thought he was grown, hallelujah, and left home, hallelujah. I would cry the first day I could even go to my job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Standing there crying. But after a while, church, after a while, my faith rose in me.
Hallelujah.
And I said, Lord, he is in your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I put him in the Lord's hand.
Yeah.
The tears were wiped from my eyes. I could get in my bed at night and go to sleep.
Thank you, Jesus.
And been sleeping ever since.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God promises never fail. Hallelujah. He told us in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 11:28. Hallelujah. Let's go there and read that. Matthew 11:28. Hallelujah. Promises of the Lord today never fail. Matthew 11:28. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my what?
Yoke is easy.
And what?
My burden is light.
Hallelujah. Let's read it again. 28. Let's read it together. I'm reading from the King James Version, but let's read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am what? Meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find what? Rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. And so this is a promise from the Lord. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Hallelujah. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I had to learn that the Lord's yoke is easy. His burdens is light. If I give it to him. You got to throw everything to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I can speak this because when I remember where I come from, I know God's promises are true.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He brought me from a long ways, church. He has been good to me. Hallelujah. And he has shown me his power down through the years. Hallelujah. I remember the times when I had to just trust him. hallelujah, has a sick child. Blisters broken out all over his face. And if you touch them, they pop, and it be a soul left there. Hallelujah. I trusted the Lord. I told the Lord. I said, Lord, you said, lean not to my own understanding. In everything, acknowledge you, and you will direct my path. And that child, he too prayed for the Lord. He told me, he said, Mama, he said, the Lord is going to heal my souls, he called them. He's going to heal my soul. I said, yes, he is. And so I don't know what happened except God is true to his promise. Yeah. Those things dried up and went away, and the doctor was astonished.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God is true to his promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Believe it today. Don't just say it. Hallelujah. Don't just say it. Believe it today in your heart. Believe it that he is true to his promise. I believe that someday my knee is not going to hurt and I'm not going to be dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know sometimes we say, well, sure we not because we're going to be over there. God wants you to be happy here on this earth. Hallelujah. He wants you to be well here. You can't do too much for the Lord if you're sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord promised us today that if we obey him, that he'll take care of us. Isaiah 45:5, it says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no other God besides me. You can call to Baal all you want. You can call your mama all you want. But you need to call Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that's where your answers comes from. Hallelujah. God blesses us through his son, Jesus. He gave us and said unto us, a son was given. A son was born, and that son was Jesus. And Jesus has, he growed, he gave his life. He laid down his life because God so loved the world. He laid down his life for you and I. Promise fulfilled. And he promised also that he's coming back again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And just as sure as I stand here today, Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
He's coming back. And he's coming for the church without spot or wrinkle.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so when he told the people in Israel, he said, I'm going to bless you, but you must do this. And he said, if you don't do it, this is going to happen to you. And it did. And so, same with us today. If he tell us what to do, give us a chance to come to him. And then when he come back and we haven't accepted him, we're going to be lost. Because his word said that. Hallelujah. Not because I said it, but because the word said it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I serve the Lord today, not because of so much of what he can do for me, but who he is. Hallelujah. Because he promised us he's the God Almighty. He's the God at hand. He's just as close to you as your mouth is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us turn, as I close, let us turn to Revelation, the 3rd chapter. And the 20th, start beginning at the 20th verse. It says, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or anybody, any woman, boy, or girl, hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and I will eat with you, I will sup with you. And he said, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I ought. Also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to you. You are the church. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Remember this, hallelujah, that God has lived all your what? Yesterdays and all your tomorrows, and he knows your future and your past and your present. His promise is true today.
Amen.
Amen. So if we don't get anything else today, believe that God promises is coming true.
Amen.
That stand on his promises. Don't matter how it look, church. No matter what people say, God promises is true. If God says to us, you shall not lie, he means that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He means that.
Amen.
If he say you shall not steal, he means that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because just like he promised that us a Savior today, and Jesus came to the world, Jesus gave his life for us. Hallelujah. That same God still lives today. And he lives in our heart if we have believed him. He takes care of his children. He looks out for you. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. He didn't mind being humiliated to give us life today. What a great God we serve. A God that his promises never fail. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you today for your word, Jesus. Lord, help us to be believers in your word, Father. Help us to trust you with all our heart and our soul and our might, Father. Help us not to lean to our own thinking, Father, but to believe that what you said is true, Father. Lord, we believed you today, Lord. Help our unbelief, Father. Help us, Lord, to walk with integrity and uprightness in your name, Father. Lord, help us today, Father, as we leave this building, to be a witness for you, Lord, to stand and tell somebody else about your love and your saving grace, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do thank you today, and we praise you with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.